Matthew chapter 1, we start in verse 18. Down to verse 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary. Everybody say Mother Mary. Mother. Biblical yan, his mother Mary. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. Everybody say Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. So, Lord, once again, we come to you. We're so thankful for the freedom that we have in approaching your word. We're so thankful that you have given to us your living word and that we can just meditate on it, learn lessons from it. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will be the one to quicken your word in our hearts and even activate it in our lives. The glory will always be yours. In Jesus' name, amen. The story that we read, it's been read lots of times, Christmas season, even not Christmas season. I want to highlight a character here that seldom gets highlighted. That would be Joseph. Madalas si Mary eh. Madalas si Shepherd. Madalas yung wise men or yung magi, but rarely Joseph. For this morning, it will be Joseph. We want to look at Joseph. We want to look at how Joseph responded to the directions of God and how he was led by God. So for this morning's message, I want to talk about the God-led life. Who wants to be led by God? In all that we do, we want to be led by God. Diba? Kasi pagka we try to lead our own lives, ang daming mali eh, sablay eh, trial and error. And we look at Joseph, I would say that he is a picture of somebody who was truly led by God, particularly in this instance in his life. Merong mga crucial stages in our life. There are seasons in our life wherein we just want to know, Lord, what is your direction? What is your direction? I get to receive so many requests from people, Pastor, pag-pray nyo naman kasi nag-iisip ako anong direction ni Lord sa buhay ko, anong direction ni Lord sa buhay ko. And it's something that we get to traverse in life na we hit some intersections, major intersections, and we just want to know, what am I going to do? Now, the issue with Joseph was that he was pledged to be married, to Mary. Now, unlike in our time, today, when it is said that the guy is pledged to be married to the lady, if they decide, ay, wag na lang, it's still okay. Although, of course, nangyari na yung pamamanhikan and all, but since they're not yet legally bound and the ceremony has not yet taken place, it's okay na, call it off na lang, ayoko na. But back then, and in the Hebrew culture, when a person is betrothed to the fiancé, it was already legally binding that they are the two. They will be partners for life. Nasusundan niyo ito? So when Mary and Joseph were pledged to one another, it was already legally binding for the two of them. It was not like Joseph still had the choice na hindi na lang tuloy ang kasal. They were almost married. Although not yet married, they were almost married. It was like they were already in stage one of being married. And then he finds out, sandali, buntis ang fiancé ko, hindi ko masabing girlfriend, buntis yung yun, yung parang wife ko. What do I do? And we face certain junctions in our life wherein we need to know, Lord, what am I to do? So let's follow this. How did Joseph lead the God-led life? How did he go about making his decision? Let's start. It says here, his mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Oh, by the way, nag-iisa po si Mary, ha? Siya lang yung immaculate conception for Jesus. For Jesus. Wala nang iba. Nakarinig ako naman ko, nag-swimming lang ako eh. Nabuntis na. Si Mary lang yon kay Jesus. Verse 19, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce. See the word there? He had in mind to divorce her quietly. I thought it's just a pledge to be married, to marry. See, that is what I was telling you about. Hindi ito kagaya nung atin na pledge to be married, pupwede pang kumalas na lang. No. The moment that you're pledged to be married, you need to be divorced. So he had in mind to divorce her quietly. The first thing here, how Joseph was led by God is found in verse 19. It says here, Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man. All right? So he's making decisions based on the righteousness that God has placed in him. Number one, the first thing or the first way that God will lead us is this. He guides us by his righteousness. God has placed a sense of righteousness in all of us. Guess what? Even if you are not yet a believer in Jesus, if you're not yet born again, you have a sense of what is right and what is wrong. Meron ka ng ganun eh. Even for those people, believe you me, even for those people who don't believe in God, even for those countries that try to suppress belief in God, even for those communist countries, they still have a sense of what is right and what is wrong. Which is why it's bad to kill. They may not believe in God, they may not believe in Jesus, they may not believe in the Bible, but they still know it's bad to kill. It's still bad to steal. It is a moral compass that God has placed in all of us. So this is the first way that God leads us. He has placed in all of us a sense of what is right and a sense of what is wrong. He guides us by his righteousness. Tell the person next to you, you have that moral compass. Alright? Proverbs 12:28. It says this, in the way of righteousness there is life. Along that path is immortality. So there is a path. There is a path of righteousness. And God has placed that in all of us. Even if we claim, hindi naman ako born again eh. Hindi naman ako nagbabasa ng Bible. Still, God has placed that moral compass in all of us in such a way that we know what is right from wrong. So we cannot really invoke, ay, hindi ko alam. No, you know it. Which is very unfortunate today, nowadays in our culture. People are trying to drown out that moral compass that God has placed in our hearts. Pinipilit baguhin eh. There is an attempt to redefine what is right from wrong. Like, the simple case of, is it right to kill a baby that's inside the womb? So they say, well, it's not a baby. It's a fetus. What's a fetus? A baby. But they will try to give it a different wording, just so. They can try to get away with it, but then again, we know what is right from what is wrong. Hindi pwedeng baguhin eh. Like the issue of a guy getting married with a guy. We can try to redefine it. But it's a simple case of, is it right? Is it wrong? I was reading this story of a certain woman. The name is Myra Wattinger, I think. Myra Wattinger. Not Myra Wattinger Gapuz. No. Just Myra Wattinger. This is not Gapuz. Sorry. Shh. Erase. Bura. Because she had a sad story, okay? See, Ate Myra, she does not have a sad story. But Myra Wattinger was raped when she was 40 years old. Unfortunately, when she was raped, she got pregnant because of that rape. So she was struggling. She was struggling with it. She's a believer. She knows God. She knows it's wrong to kill that baby that's inside of her. Of course, she can have every reason and every excuse in the world to say, no, I need to abort this baby because it's number one, it's unwanted. It's because of rape. I don't want to have any bad memories of that incident ever happening to me. But she knew it was wrong to kill that baby that's inside of her. So she got pregnant. And then she was encouraged to abort the baby. You know what? She decided, ganito na lang. I won't abort the baby, but this early, even while she was pregnant, nilagay na niya sa ads. This is in the US. Nilagay niya sa ads, I'm going to have a baby. I'm looking for a couple that would want to adopt my baby. That early, sinabi na niya, hindi ko ito ilalaglag, but I'm going to have my baby be adopted. So, a pastor and his wife eventually adopted the baby. You know who the baby is? Probably you're familiar with the name. The name is James Robison. Who's James Robison? He turns out to be one of the great evangelists of our time today. Many people say he must be one of those who inherited the anointing, the mantle of Billy Graham. He's a great televangelist. He is one who brings thousands, even hundreds of thousands of souls to the Lord, James Robison. And then he says this, I am so thankful to God, my mom did not abort me, even though I was a product of rape. Why? Because there's the moral compass. God has placed it in all of us. The problem is this, sometimes we don't go by the path of righteousness, we go by the path of convenience. Eh, masisira buhay ko pag tinuloy ko to. Mawawala yung plano ko. I have my plans. I have my dreams. That's how people make decisions nowadays. And this is how I feel. Which leads me to a song. Well, it's supposed to be a Christian song, and many Christians actually fell in love with it during the, I think, the early 80s or the late 70s, You Light Up My Life. We love that song. Sino rito alam yung You Light Up My Life? Okay, nagkakabistuhan na ng edad. We all know Debbie Boone. But one of the lines of that song is that, of course, you light up my life, you give me hope. And then one of the last lines of the song would be, it can't be wrong, because it feels so right. See, that's one of the problems. When we base our decisions on the rightness or the wrongness of a thing because of how we feel about it, it feels good eh. How about a guy who's feeling like, I want to have four wives because it's going to feel good. Does that make it right? No. God has placed that sense of morality in our hearts. The path of righteousness is not necessarily the path of convenience. And we need to make a decision about this. When Joseph decided, all right, Mary, I'm going to stick it out with you, regardless of what people say. I mean, people can have their own opinions. Especially if people find out, sandali,
Pare, alam mo ba, si Joseph, yung asawa niya, buntis na yan nung pinakasalan niya. Kasalisihan! I mean, people can have their opinions. And Joseph can actually say, you know what, I don't like this path. I'm going to be criticized. Pare, naiputan ako. People will have their words. It will be nasty. It's not a path of convenience, but he knows that that is the right thing to do. It's the path of righteousness. Amen? And unfortunately nowadays, things are just getting twisted. Ako nagugulat eh. How there is a redefinition of morality. I mean, what we would think of as, ano ba naman, no-brainer yan. Now, you wonder what's going on. Everybody say righteousness. We need to know what is right from what is wrong. When God says, you know what, it's bad to lie. It's bad to lie. It's bad to steal. It's bad to steal. It's bad to commit adultery. It's bad to commit adultery. It's when it's bad, it's bad. You know, that's from Michael Jackson. It's bad, it's bad. Don't call it good. You know, it's bad. It's bad, you know it. Naalala ko po nun, my mom, she bought a car. It's a Lancer. And the first time it was out, I mean, it was just so beautiful. You remember the pizza pie? Ang tawag na ron, pizza pie Lancer eh. Because of the taillight. Can you relate? Are you awake? Okay, basta may ganun. Okay? It's a Lancer. And it looked beautiful. It really looked beautiful. And back then, she also bought me. Actually, it was not on her initiative. It was my brother's initiative. Yung panganay namin, si Kuyang. Sabi niya, bura-bura. It was on my initiative. I desperately needed a car. All right? I was married. We had one child. We had this fellowship behind Ortigas. I was still pastoring in Mandaluyong along Bonnie Avenue. And every time we needed to go to the fellowship, we had to take the jeepney, bring along a karaoke, and we had our daughter with us, Chelsea. And we had to do that every Friday. We had to commute. We had to commute. And then coming from the fellowship, we had to go back to Bonnie, to the church, to the parsonage where we were staying. And there would be occasions wherein we would take the cab or try to get a cab. Pagkatapos sasabihin ng taxi, kontrata. Hindi po, metro lang. Ay, hindi po pwede. Hirap-hirap mag-ano rito. Hirap-hirap magbiyahe, ganyan-ganyan. Hindi po, metro lang. Because the money that we had was just enough for metro. Hindi, kontrata. So, because I would insist, dapat po yung metro, dapat po yung metro, we were really having a hard time just getting taxi cabs going back to the church. So, ang gagawin namin from Ortigas, we would walk. Karga-karga namin yung karaoke na yon, karga-karga si Chelsea, nabilog-nabilog na bata. And we had to walk. Tatawid kami ng Shaw Boulevard, the overpass, and then take the bus. Isasakay yon, baba ng Bonnie Avenue, then take the jeepney, pupunta doon sa kanto ng San Rafael, and then walk all the way to the church. It was hard. So eventually, I told my mom, kasi may nag-sale eh, yung Kia Pride. All right, it's the car that does not have any pride. I'm telling you, it should be renamed Kia Humility. It's a very humble car. So there was an advertisement in the newspaper. Sabi rito, Kia Pride, parang basic. It was very bare, like very bare. Not even a seat belt. All right, very bare. Ang meron lang yata ron, makina tsaka pintuan. Okay. Ah, may wiper din naman. So anyways, umaandar naman. And I called up my mom because it was on sale. I mean, imagine this, brand new car for 199,000 pesos. All in. Eh, hindi naman marami yung all na yon. Basta in. So I called up my mom. Sabi ko, Nay, sabi ko, gusto niyo bang mag-taxi? Sabi niya, ano yan, anak? Gusto niyo po ba mag-taxi? Ano ibig mo sabihin? Kasi po meron dito sa dyaryo. Oh, sabi ko, 199,000 lang, brand new. Sigurado ka ba dyan, anak? Opo, sino magda-drive? Kukuha po ako ng driver. Tapos, on weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it will be mine because I'm going to use it for the ministry. Sabi nanay ko, sige anak, kung gusto mo, ganito, sabi niya, sige. Ang ginawa ng nanay ko, tumawag sa kapatid ko, panganay. Sabi ng kapatid ko, Nay, hindi naman porky pastor yung kapatid namin eh, wala nang karapatan magkaroon ng kotse. Huwag niyo nagpagtaksihin. Bigay niyo na lang sa kanya. Ang sarap pakinggan na niya, parang bigyan ng jacket. Ha? Parang bigyan ng pride. So, bigyan niyo na lang, sabi nung kuyang ko. Talaga anak, opo, bigyan niyo na lang, sagot ko yan. Ah, okay. Then, of course, my mom told me, oh, anak, good news. Hindi na gagawin taxi, sa'yo na yan. Uy, wow naman. Touch naman ako. Well, cut the long story short, my brother never paid for it. So, sabi ng nanay ko, lakas-lakas ng loob, bibigay na lang daw, wala naman binigay. So, my mom got to pay for that. So, anyways, I had my Kia humility, and my mom, she has her Lancer. And one day, wala lang, gandang-ganda ako sa kotse niya eh. So I asked her, Nay, sabi ko, baka naman po pwede mag-drive yung Lancer niyo? Sabi niya, bakit? Meron ka na eh. Eh, wala lang po, sayang, ang ganda eh. Oh. And so she said, okay, sure, dalin mo. So dinala ko. Kasama ko si Lolet. Kasama natin si Chelsea. Biyahe kami. Eto na kanyo. So I parked it. Naka-park siya, naka-incline na ganun. Okay, etong problema. Yung left side, the driver's side, where I'm, syempre, doon ako papasok, somebody parked doon sa pintuan na yon, hindi ako kakasya. I had to get inside the car, nung pagbalik na namin, hindi ako kakasya, I had to pass via the passenger side. Nung dumadaan ako ron, eto na, kanyo, habang dumadaan ako, for some reason, natapik ko yung handbrake habang dumadaan, umuurong, hindi pa ako nakaupo. Pag! Bangga. Kasi naman may Kia pride na eh, gusto pa mag-Lancer eh. Sabihin mo yung katabi mo, contentment. Right? Uwi ako ng bahay, di ko alam kung paano sasabihin. Nay, may tama po ba talaga yung Lancer? Of course, wala naman. Insured po ba? Of course, insured. So I had to file for an insurance, comprehensive insurance ito. And she called up the agent. I'm telling you, it was barely a month old. She had to call up the agent. Nabangga nung anak ko yung kotse. Ewan ko kung marunong po ba mag-drive yung anak nyo? And then the agent talked to me, write an affidavit, kwento mo ganito, ganito, ganito. Sabi ko, naibangga ko eh. Nasipa ko yata yung handbrake. Tay, nako, hindi yan i-cover ng insurance. Sabi ko, sabi niya, isulat mo na hit and run ka. Sabi ko, hindi ako na hit and run eh. Sabi niya, pag ikaw ang nakabangga niyan, sarili mong damage, hindi yan i-cover. Sabi ko, eh, hindi ako na hit and run eh. Eh, hindi ko pa rin sabihin hindi ako na hit and run. Ay, hindi ko pwede sabihing na hit and run ako. cut the long story short, I did an affidavit, I wrote an affidavit, basically telling them it was my fault. Eh, mabuti naman pala, sinabi ng insurance na maski yung own damage, sagot niya. Thank you, Lord. Well, I tell you that story because sometimes what sounds convenient, we go by that route. Maski na magsinungaling na. Because it's going to be more convenient for us. That's not the way of God. The way of God is, even if it's going to be a source of inconvenience for us, just go for that because God knows how to bless His people. Amen? What we know to be right, just go for that. Stick to that which you know to be right. And God, He knows how to bless His people. Let's move on. Secondly, let's move on. Sabi rito, so Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man. So God, He guides us by His righteousness that He placed in all of us. Verse 20, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. Second way that God guides us and that God leads us. He guides us by His angels. He guides us by His angels. I don't know about you, but if you're going to read the Old Testament and the New Testament, you're going to find out that there are so many encounters of believers with angelic hosts. So many. Some people suggested, well, you know, angels, siguro, they're more active in the Old Testament, but not so active in the New Testament. You will be surprised. There are more encounters of angels in the New Testament than in the Old Testament. More. Much, much more. Which is to say, now we are living in the New Testament. Who's living in the New Testament? Asang kamay? Okay. Meron pa ba rito nasa lumang tipan? We're living in the New Testament. People expect that there will still be angelic encounters for us. And God will sometimes employ the angels just so we will be guided accordingly on the right decision that we need to take. See, Joseph, he had an angel appear to him. Let's read this. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Sino sa inyo gusto may magpakitang angel? Ako, ang iyong anghel. Parang isang kahilingan. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for here he is going to search for the child to kill him. You know, there are many angelic encounters, even in the New Testament. Here's another one. Acts chapter 12, verse 6. This is for Peter naman. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, everybody say, suddenly. Sino sa inyo gusto yung mga suddenly na ganyan? Sarap, ano? An angel of the Lord appeared, and the light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Here's another, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Hebrews 13, verse 2. Everybody read, go. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. So here's the thing, people. Sometimes we're not even cognizant that the person in front of us could be an angel. Kasi sabi rito, do not forget to entertain strangers. So, don't think that just because we're talking of angels, dapat may pakpak yan. Nagawa sa bulak. Alam, because they can actually take the form of human beings. I remember there was a time when I needed to go to Antipolo, somewhere in Antipolo, and we all know how big Antipolo is. This was when I was still a student in Bible College. Meron akong motorsiklo noon. And I knew I needed to go to Antipolo.
I would be coming from the Bible college. Hindi ko alam kung saan pupunta. And then, somebody talked to me, a person that I did not know. Sabi niya, puti eh, Amerikano eh. Hindi puting, ako ang iyong anghel. Amerikano eh, Amerikano sabi niya. Where are you going? Sabi sa akin, I'm supposed to go to Antipolo. Oh, I'm supposed to go to Antipolo too. Can I hitch a ride? Sabi ko, oh sure, sure. Where are you headed? Sabi kong ganyan. Binigay sa akin yung address, eh yun yung pupuntahan ko. I kid you not. Sabi ko, that's where I'm going. Sabi ko, do you know the way? Oh yeah, I know the way. All right then, lead the way. So we went to that place. People, when we arrived in that place, sabi niya, this is the spot. So where are you headed now? Sabi ko sa akin, where are you headed now? Well, I don't really know. Bumaba siya ng motorsiklo ko. Pagkatapos, I just turned around. The guy is gone. You talk of strangers, that's strange. Well, strangest. These are things that happen to us. I remember a story of Kuyang, again, our eldest brother. He was driving in the freeway. Mabilis po lahat ng kotse doon. Mabilis lahat ng kotse doon. And my brother, his vision is not, well, mine is not good. His is worse. So he was driving. Back then, he was driving a Toyota Corolla. Maliit yon by American standard. Tinamaan siya ng isang six-cylinder car. I think it's a Pontiac that hit him. Boom! Tinamaan siya sa puwet. Ikot yung kotse. Tapos yung sumusunod, boom! Tinamaan yung harapan. Ikot na naman yung kotse. Cut the long story short, his car was just totaled. Alright? Ito masaklap. His car was totaled. Yung salamin niya tumalsik. And he needed the eyeglass. He did not know where the eyeglass was. All that he could see, his story goes, was just light all over. Kotse. Alright? Light all over. I mean, lights all over. Coming from all these cars that were just passing by. Sabi niya, I can't see anything. He was, I don't know if he was legally blind. Not blind, legally blind. Alright? He did not know where the eyeglass was. But there was this one light that just stood. I mean, it was firm. It was just right there. It was fixed. Unlike all the others now, zoom, 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 zoom. There was this one fixed light. He just looked and followed that one fixed light. And down that one fixed light would be his eyeglass. And then he was able to pick it up. He found his way. He got out of that mess. There are angels. Tell the person next to you, there are angels. God guides us even through his angels. I got this message from my cousin, Jojo. I'll read this to you. Some of you may know, well, not you, but some people that he knows. Some of you may know that my mom had a stroke years ago. That would be my aunt, Aunt Estrelle. Because of that stroke, she really cannot call anyone on the phone, much less remember my long phone number. My parents live on their own, just the two of them nowadays. Bumukod na po. You know how it's like in the U.S. That Saturday morning, this would be like 3 years ago, probably, the testimony. At 2:57 a.m., I had a strange call. I can hear my mom mumbling on the phone, and I asked, Mom? And she kept mumbling. Then all of a sudden, loud screeches filled the line. Someone sounded like they were trying to gasp for air. Then the call dropped. I thought it may be my dad having a heart problem, so I was trying to control my panic. I tried to call their phone on one hand and called my brother with a cell phone on the other hand and told him to get to my parents' house now because he lived closer to them. In short, I failed to make contact with mom and dad again. So I called 911 to see if they can send someone to do a status check on them. My brother ended up at my parents' apartment and waiting in the hallway were paramedics. Fire, emergency, and the police. When they got into the apartment, they found my dad on the floor with blood all over the walls. It looked like he hit his head on the wall and passed out on the floor. For the strange part, this is the strange part. My dad's phone is a flip phone and you need to open it to make a call. But the cell phone was in my dad's pocket the whole time. He did not have time or opportunity to call me. I haven't spoken to my dad for a whole day and I know my number could not have been a redial. My phone did not record an incoming call from my dad that day. But I did get a call. Marcia, my wife, even heard the screaming on the line. Someone called my phone that early morning and woke me up and warned me about my dad. The call never registered. But he knew there was a phone call. Who made that call? God guides us by his angels. There are many angels surrounding us, ministering to us. Many times we're not even cognizant of it, but they are there. And I love how Joshua Mills put it. He says, you know what? As believers, we're supposed to be employing our angels. We're supposed to be activating our angels. If you are not going to use your angels, Joshua Mills said, if you're not going to use your angels, give them to me. I have lots of use for them. We were just with some BSSM students. Naalala mo yun, mami? The student who would see angels all around. And she says, they're color-coded. She says, hey, she was talking to Ate Lolet, I see your angels. And then she tells me, I see your angels. How do you know if they're my angels and they're Lolet's angels? They're color-coded. You have different angels of different colors. She has different angels of different colors. I mean, how would you like to see them? So Lord, let us see them one of these days. Yun nga lang, one thing that we need to be very certain about is that we don't worship them. That's a problem. That's a problem for so many. It's called angelolatry. Let's move on. So how does God guide us? Number one, He guides us by His righteousness. God has placed in all of us the moral compass so that we will know what is right from wrong. Secondly, He guides us by His angels. Although there are occasions wherein we're not even cognizant that they are angels. Pwedeng tao nga yan eh. Baka ang itsura niyan, hindi pa yung kabilib-bilib na maamo. You know, I don't know. But it's like in the movies, dapat pagkabida maamo mukha. Huh? Tapos pagka mukhang masungit, gagawin na lang yung kontrabida. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha bang pangbida yan? Thirdly, how does God guide us? Sundan natin si Joseph, ha? But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Everybody say, dream. And said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. This is the third way that God can speak to us. He guides us by our dreams. I don't know about you. I'm not a dreamer. Well, I was not a dreamer. But by dream, okay, people, by dream, I mean this literally, all right? Hindi ito yung mangarap ka naman. Iba po yung pangarap. Like, dream big. No, that's not what I am talking about. I'm talking about literal dreams. I was not a dreamer. Meaning to say, it's not really something wherein God gets to speak to me in clear terms before. Until I asked God, Lord, I want to have dreams from you. And then God starts speaking to me in dreams. There was an episode in my life wherein I had 5 dreams in 5 consecutive nights.
Talagang sunod-sunod lang. It was very odd. It was very strange because it was not the usual thing for me. I don't get dreams. At least, not the dreams that have sense. But there was an episode in my life wherein God just gave me one dream one night and then another dream the second night and then another dream the third night for 5 nights. And I would tell my wife about my dream. Good thing, when I get my dream, I either have a recorder or I type it. Sino sa inyo na naginip na? Yung hindi kalokohan. Okay? I typed it. And you know what? God was able to guide me in the next stage of the ministry because of these dreams. Let me just read to you one dream, alright? This is dream number one. I had a dream tonight. Sabi ko rito, March 7, 2014. 3 a.m. Huy, Pastor, 3 a.m. galing yan sa demonyo. May mga ganun. Alam mo, huy, sadali. Ano yan? Daytime o nighttime? Narinig niyo na yung kasabihan? Pagka daytime, kabaligtaran yun. Pagka nighttime, totoo yun. May mga ganun. That's not true. So this is 3 a.m. This is the dream. Listen, ha? This is the dream. In a meeting with the leaders of the body of Christ, we were discussing some things with people contributing different ideas. Then someone asked what I had to say. I stood up. Ito po, when I say leaders of the body of Christ, I saw the leaders of the body of Christ. I'm not going to name names, but when you think of the leadership of the body of Christ, the evangelicals, the born-again people, the charismatics, the Pentecostals, name it. The big names of the body of Christ, I saw in that particular dream. So someone asked what I had to say. I stood up. I was in the third row of about 4 rows of chairs. There must be about 10 to 12 people. I talked about the strength of a double hold. Because I saw in the dream, the hold was like this. That's what I mean by the double hold. I talked about the strength of a double hold. That we are to pull on each other's strengths and that by pulling and holding on to each other, we are able to create a hold that cannot be easily separated or destroyed. Right when I was speaking, a group of men, all wearing the same shirts, who looked like laborers, walked inside the room, through the room. They looked tired and weary, but most of them just passed through, except for one man. So while I was talking about pulling on each other's strengths, one of the men remarked, "Please, don't just shake us off." Half smiling and half serious in his face. I didn't understand at first what the guy said. It was actually in Tagalog, "Huwag niyo kaming ilaglag." My co-leaders laughed when he said that. I didn't understand what the man said and had to inquire from another leader behind me what the man mentioned. When I learned what the man said, I said yes to that and then continued on my appeal. I started to feel emotional. I started crying when I recalled to them what Heidi Baker said at the conference, that we are to go low and go slow. Who remembers that message? Go low, go slow, go low, go slow. That we are to stop for the one. That seemed to have caught their attention and everybody listened. The dream ends. So I mentioned that dream to Ate Lolet. She gave me an interpretation which eventually, ultimately, was confirmed by one dream interpreter. Who remembers Christy Grainer? Christy Grainer? Who loves Christy Grainer? For those of you who don't know Christy Grainer is a disciple of John Paul Jackson, who's into dream interpretation. And Christy Grainer, we had her as our guest. And I sent this dream to her. Sabi ko, "Christy, please interpret this dream because I think it has a meaning, obviously." So she replies, "Hi, Hiram." She says, "Blessings. It is a good dream and it's about you and your calling. The Lord is confirming that you are a key leader in the body. Either way, the Lord is confirming you as a man who has a voice in the leadership discussion. You are not in the front row, so that tells me that these leaders don't yet put you at the front, but you are in the discussion.
Your opinion is needed and is asked for. You are to speak up and be bold when asked. The workers, the people doing the day-to-day ministry, or the lesser parts of the body, will be concerned that you are overlooking them. You would be the leadership. So be prepared for that reaction. It is interesting that the other leaders laughed. Your call is to call forth unity, honor, strength. That's the double hold. And to exhort the leaders to lead as Heidi Baker challenged us to lead. It is a different paradigm, and you are the man the Lord is giving that message to. Now, I share this with you because this dream came at a time when I was struggling whether I should involve myself with the leadership of the body of Christ or not. There was a time, FYI, when my paradigm, when my greed, GRID of involvement would only be for the local church. For those of you who know me, my heart is just for the church that God has given to me. I want to be found by God as faithful in pastoring the church that He has given to me. Kumbaga, ito lang po ang pangarap ko, simple lang. Lord, pagka po humarap na ako sa inyo, I want to be found faithful in being the pastor or being a pastor of the church that you have entrusted to me. Wala na po akong iba pang pangarap. Gusto ko lang maging tapat akong pastor ng church na pinagkatiwala sa akin ni Lord. And I'm talking about the local church. This church so blessed. That's it. When doors are opening for me to minister to the body of Christ, I would have big reservations about it. Lord, ayaw. Lord, ayaw. Lord, ayoko. And then I started receiving invitations from the leadership of the body. Pastor Hiram, you should be joining us in this retreat. You should be joining us in this conference. You should come. But I tell them, but I'm not, number one, I'm not a bishop. Number two, I'm not a denominational leader. And the people that you get to invite are bishops or denominational leaders. But they say, no, you should be a part of this group. And I would say, I don't think I deserve to be a part of that group. Ako'y isang aliping sa gigilid lang. I should not be there. And then came the dream. And God was telling me, no, you are supposed to be there. And probably it's the stubborn part of me. One dream was not enough. God had to give me, ilan yung pinakita kay Peter? 3 times. You remember? Nung pinapakita, get up, Peter! Get up and eat. You remember? And then Peter would say, Lord, sorry, but I don't eat dirty food. I don't eat dirty food. I don't eat unclean animals. And then God says, no, get up and eat. God had to do that to him 3 times. For me, God had to give me a dream 5 times. As if, tigas ang ulo eh. Sabi mo yung katabi mo, makinig ka nga kay Lord. So, guess what? For some of you, God may have been giving you some dreams, but you have not been listening. And for some of you, you may be saying, Pastor, my dreams don't make sense. You know what? Bring it to a dream interpreter. Wag sa kiyapo. Bring it to someone who's gifted in dream interpretation. Si Ate Lolet po, she knows dream interpretation. Sometimes what I perceive to be, kalukuhan yun na panaginipan ko. And then I tell her what the dream is. Sabi niya, hindi, may meaning yun. And then she starts giving me the meaning. Oo nga, no? Sabi ko na nga, maganda yung dream na yun eh. And God is able to speak to us through our dreams. Number 4, let's move on. So how is Joseph guided? Number 1, he's guided by his righteousness. Alright? The moral compass. Number 2, guided by an angel. Number 3, guided by our dreams. Number 4, let's move on. Verse 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. What the Lord had said through the prophet. Prophet Isaiah. Number four, how does God guide us? He guides us by His Word. You know what? If only Joseph was familiar with the passage from Isaiah 7:14, which says that a virgin will conceive, then he won't have a problem with taking Mary as his wife. Ay, nabasa ko na yan. Nabasa ko yan. Meron yan sa Bible eh. Ano yun? Yung virgin magbubuntis? Ikaw ba yun? If only he knew the word. And sometimes, you know what? We get to make wrong decisions because we did not know what the word says. But if only we knew the word, people, we will be able to lessen our mistakes if only we know the word. Sabi mo yung katabi mo, magbasa ka kasi ng Bible. The Bible is full of practical wisdom. I'm telling you, practical wisdom. Who wants practical wisdom? Read the Proverbs. Read the Proverbs. Punong-puno yan ng practical wisdom. Who was here last Wednesday night? Wednesday night, hunger night. Or repeat, next Wednesday, no hunger night. 2 Wednesdays from now, no hunger night. So 2 consecutive Wednesdays, we won't have hunger night. Alright? Now, last Wednesday night, Namfi was here and she gave a testimony. The testimony goes this way. I met her outside before the hunger night. And then she told me, Pastor, alis lang ako. Sabi niya, magwi-withdraw ako ng pera. Okay, sabi ko. Ang totoo, hindi naman niya kanakala sabihin sa akin yan eh. Pastor, alis ako, magwi-withdraw lang ng pera. Kailangan ba sabihin talaga sa akin yan na magwi-withdraw lang ako ng pera? Sino sa inyo nagpaalam na sa akin para mag-withdraw ng pera? Next time, ha, dumaan kayo sa akin. Okay? So, for some reason, nagkasalubong kami, Pastor, sandali lang, magwi-withdraw lang ang pera. Sabi ko, oh, okay. Ano bang call ko ron? Hindi, wag. Nasusulat. So, nag-withdraw siya ng pera. And then she came back, alright? Praise and worship, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. And then she stood up to share her testimony. The testimony goes this way. Nag-withdraw siya ng pera. Pagka-withdraw niya ng pera, she found out that she had additional 32,000 pesos in the bank. Did you hear me? Hindi, yes. You did not. She had additional what? That came from nowhere. Ang tawag doon, ito yun eh. Ito yung kwento. Si Namfi, the day, well, that day, earlier in the day, her mom and Namfi had a discussion. Because the mom was asking for money. And Namfi said, Mom, ang dami ko na naibigay, etc., 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 etc. Okay? And then, when she withdrew her money and found out she had extra 32,000 pesos, you know how much the worth or the amount of money that her mom was asking for?
You're so prophetic naman. You knew?
The amount was 32,000 pesos. Ito na yun. Namfi had a discussion with the mom because as far as she's concerned, sabi niya, Mom, I've given you enough. Tama na. And then God shows her, may dinagdag akong 32,000 pesos yan. That's what your mom is asking for. So when she was leaving the fellowship, palis na siya, nandun ako sa pintuan, sabi niya, Pastor, grabe yung testimony. I mean, grabe yung dagdag ni Lord. Sabi ko, you know what that shows you? Ano, Pastor? Maski gaanong katama tayo, God will still honor our parents. And children, you need to listen to this. Sino rito children ng mga magulang nyo? Hindi magtaas ng kamay, singaw. Okay, sino rito children ng mga magulang nyo? Hey, children, listen up. Okay? Children, you may not be so children anymore. But I'm still talking to you. This is what the Bible says. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, for this is the first commandment with a promise. What's the promise? That it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life here on earth. Who wants to enjoy life? Hindi lang long life, ha? I know of some people who have long life but don't enjoy life. I remember there was a pastor that I was with. We got to pray for this lolo. The name is Kaimo. Kilala mo siguro yung Tati Laila. So we were praying for this lolo. He was, I think, 91 years old. And this co-pastor of mine, he was praying for this lolo. And this co-pastor of mine, he says, Panginoong Diyos, pagpalain mo siya ng mahabang buhay. Ganun pa, mahabang buhay. Sumagot yung lolo, Diyos ko, wag na po, ayoko na po. Apparently, he was having a long life, but he was not enjoying it. But this is the promise of God. You honor your father and mother, and he will grant you long life, and that you will enjoy that long life. So I told Namfi, you know what? It shows us, we may be right, the way we think, pwedeng gaano man tayong katama. But God will still honor our parents. And this is a word for each one of us. You want to live a long, good, enjoyable life? Honor your father and mother. That's the first commandment with a promise. Just honor them. Not necessarily that there is something to obey, eh wala namang inutos sa akin eh. Maski walang inutos. Pastor, what's the difference between obeying and honoring? It's simple. Pagka-obey, may inutos. Pagka-honoring, walang utos, pero nandun pa rin yung paggalang. Halimbawa, dumating sa bahay, masahihin mo. Wala, masahihin mo ako. Na magpaparinig, okay? You know, my kids, they know how to pamper me. Kanya-kanya yan. But see, if you know the word, if you know the word that you're supposed to honor, you will do it. And there are so many things that the Bible can bring to us, practical wisdom. Everybody say practical wisdom. Okay? Ito na lang eh. Ay, naku, ayoko ng pag-usapan to. Husbands, love your wives. Just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Wives, submit your husbands as unto the Lord. Alright? It's not the other way around, people. It does not say, husbands, submit to your wives. Eh, ito masaklap eh. Wives, love your husbands just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Ano, yung babae ang magpoprotekta sa lalaki? It doesn't go that way. So if we know the word, it can actually save us a lot of trouble. Amen? Hirap ako mag-submit, pastor eh. Alam mo naman, dominant yung nature ko eh. What you call dominant may actually be rebellion. Because God has placed structures in society. Structures of authority. Just so there will be good relationships everywhere. Amen? Maanghang, pastor! Finally, how does God guide us? Balikan natin si Joseph. Matthew chapter 2, we will jump. Matthew chapter 2 in verse 19. Okay? Matthew 2:19. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother, go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead. So, okay. Back to Israel. So he got up, took the child and his mother, went to the land of Israel. Verse 22. But, everybody say, but when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, he will be called a Nazarene. So what happened here? The angel told Joseph, okay, Joseph, this is what you do. Patay na si Herod, you go back now. So he goes back. But this is something that eventually he finds out. He goes back to Israel and finds out that it's the son, Archelaus, who took over. Ito po ngayon. If you will read secular history, it's not in the Bible, but in secular history, you will discover that Archelaus actually was a worse tyrant than the father. If Herod was evil, this guy is eviler. Alright? He's worse. So, what does Joseph decide? He decides, bad mama ito. Let's leave. Alis na tayo. Was there a word? No. It's called common sense. And that's number 5. How does God lead us? He gave us common sense. Halimbawa lang, sinabi na nga dyan sa kalye, bawal tumawid, nakamamatay. Eto na, binago na nga, hindi na bawal tumawid, nakamamatay. Bawal tumawid, may namatay na dito. Sige pa rin. Sadali, titinan ko kung mas matibay ako kaysa sa kotse. Alam mo yun? Bawal umihi dito. Pansin ninyo, saan mapanghe? Doon sa mayroong bawal umihi dito. Do not touch wet paint. Ay, wet nga! Common sense. Kapag ka may overpass, kasi gaanong kataas, sino ang nakadaan na doon? Sikat yun eh. Siguro maganda pagka dumaan kayo, magpa-picture kayo. Tapos nalaglag. Everybody say common sense. Who's using common sense? Yeah? Well, common sense is not so common nowadays. We need it back. Who learned something today? Who wants to be led by God? Let's all stand up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, after all that we learned today about how God leads us, it still boils down to one simple word, obedience. Because God may do everything on His part to try to guide us, to try to lead us. But if He will be stubborn and say, ayoko eh. Don't put the blame on God. Na, Lord, bakit ganito nangyari sa buhay ko? Lord, bakit ako minalas-malas? If we are not obedient, see, the promise of blessings is for the obedient. We all understand that life is by grace. But then again, blessings would be by obedience. Life is by grace. Blessings is by obedience. God cannot really bless something that is based on disobedience. That would be going against His own nature. So Lord, we thank You because it is Your desire to guide us every step of the way in this life. For those occasions, Lord, when we disobeyed, for those occasions, God, when we failed to hear, failed to listen, we ask that You forgive us. Lord, minsan manhid kami. And I pray right now that You will just give us the spiritual sensitivity to know the way that You are telling us to follow. You promised in Your word that we will be hearing that still small voice that will tell us, this is the way, walk in it. Oh, I pray for a circumcision of the heart for all of us. Yung instant joyous obedience. Pag nagsabi kayo,
we will say, yes, Lord. We want that.